Governor Abbott surveys flood damage in Cotulla. Texas border business. Cotulla, Governor Greg Abbott surveyed flood damage and held a briefing and press conference to provide an update on the state's ongoing response to recent severe flooding. The preparation and response of local leaders, first responders, volunteers, and residents truly saved lives, said Governor Abbott. I want to thank everyone who stepped up to protect their communities and help their fellow Texans during this flood event. The state will continue working alongside federal and local officials to support recovery efforts, rebuild infrastructure, and help Texans recover from this storm. Ahead of the briefing and press conference, the governor surveyed areas affected by major flooding along the Nueces River. The governor thanked local leaders, first responders, and volunteers for their swift and effective response to protect lives and property. Governor Abbott reminded Texans that flood waters are expected to rise for the next several days and that they must remain weather aware, monitor local forecasts, avoid flooded roadways, and turn around, don't drown. The governor was joined at the briefing and press conference by Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, Chief Nim Kidd, LaSalle County Judge Leodoro Martinez III, Cotulla Mayor Sandra Luna, and other state emergency management officials and first responders. Additionally, the governor directed TDEM to request additional counties be added to the request for a major disaster declaration to the Trump administration. 30 counties are requested to be eligible for Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, individual assistance programs. A review of damage assessments in Bandera, Bear, Comal, Crockett, Dimmitt, Duval, Edwards, Gillespie, Guadalupe, Grimes, Jim Wells, Kendall, Kerr, Kimball, Kinney, LaSalle, Live Oak, Maverick, McMullen, Medina, Pecos, Reagan, Real, Sutton, Travis, Uvalde, Valverde, Webb, Wilson, and Zavala counties indicates disaster-related impacts sustained as a result of severe storms and flooding. Approval of the state's request would enable federal programs which provide financial assistance to assist with qualifying disaster-related expenses in eligible communities. Additional counties may be requested as flood waters recede and additional damage assessments are completed in impacted areas. The White House has authorized FEMA public assistance funding for emergency protective measures through direct federal assistance, such as federal supplies and personnel. A request from Texas for a major disaster declaration to authorize additional public assistance programs, including assistance for emergency work and the repair or replacement of disaster-damaged facilities, as well as FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program resources statewide remains pending. The State Operations Center remains activated to ensure rapid delivery of all necessary response assets to communities across Texas. Texans who sustained flood damage can report it through the individual State of Texas assessment tool at damage.tdem.texas.gov. For local assistance, including food and shelter, dial 211.